There's a smile on my face.
Hello and welcome to Beeling's Radio ASK Ask Show.
Woo!
Your host today will be me, moi, Sophie, Anna and Cade. Today our topics are the Netball Pyramid and Federation Tournaments and also the school produce and our new chickens. They've arrived!
Woo! Yay!
We will also have a couple of interviews in between with Bobby and Rose and Mrs. Ashby. Now for some talk with Anna Street on the interviews with Bobby and Rose. Over to you, Anna.
Thanks. Hi, Bobby and Rose. We would like to talk to you about the Netball Pyramid Tournament. So, what do you think the closest match was?
Well, I'd say Cedarwood and Beelings.
I agree.
Did you think that Beelings Netball team was going to win it first?
Always. Yeah, knew from the start.
Were the matches exciting to watch?
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
Would you like to choose a song for us to play on the show?
Can we have Chasing Pavements by Adele, please?
Yeah.
Sure.
I've made up my mind, don't need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. Don't need to look no further, this ain't last. I know this is love. But if I tell the world, I'll never say enough, 'cause it was not said to you, and that's exactly what I need to do if I end up with you. Should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my fate? Should I leave it? Myself out and fly around in circles, waiting as my heart drops and my back begins to tingle. Finally, could this be it? Oh, should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavements? Chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere. Oh, would it be a waste, even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep on chasing pavements? Should I just keep on chasing?
Now for some reminders and reports. Just so you all know, there is a big pile of lost property in the school office. So if you think that your child has lost something, then go and have a dip in the box. There is a 99% chance that it will be in there. And for all of those people who are doing the Wolsey Theatre, get your dancing shoes on, it's coming up soon. Now over to Katie with the interview with Mrs. Ashby. Unfortunately, she couldn't be with us today, but we got the questions done with her beforehand, and here goes.
Hello, Mrs. Ashby.
Hello.
I'd like to ask you how you make your food so amazingly fabulous, and if you could maybe give us a recipe that we could photocopy and give to all the children in the school to take home and cook for themselves.
Maybe, but my recipes are quite secret.
When we get our chickens, as you know, we've already got them, our plants, when our plants start to grow a bit more, will you put them in our school meals?
I'll have to think about it.
Oh, and also, will you play a song for us?
I still have not found what I'm looking for, please.
Welcome to the ASK Ask Show.
Woo!
This is the second part of the afternoon. We will have a very special guest with us. She is a famous sculptor called Barbara Hepworth.
Yay!
We have invited her all the way from St Ives and we will be hoping to ask her a few questions. So here goes. What inspired you to start sculpting?
It was my love of different materials and I just wanted to see what happened when I started to work with them.
Do you love what you do?
Yes, because I love sculpting, and when I start a piece, I can't stop.
When you designed your garden, did you make it to the mood of your sculptures?
Yes, I thought it would be nice that the mood was all about my sculptures, so that they didn't seem out of place.
When you started to make sculptures, did you know that you would become famous?
No, I had no idea. I just started it as a hobby, really.
How old were you when you became famous?
I think I was about 25 or 26.
Why do you love art?
It just feels like a part of me, and I could never take it away.
Why did you become a sculptor, not a painter?
Because I love to use all the different tools and materials than just a paintbrush and paint.
Why did you love the house that you moved into last so much?
Because I knew, as soon as I saw that house, that it would be an important part for my sculptures and me. And also, I was always very curious what was behind the garden wall.
Thank you, Barbara Hepworth. It was really nice meeting you, and I hope to see you soon.
Oh, would it be okay if I said a few words before I leave?
Of course.
Sure.
If the structure and quality of the stone or wood which is being carved, I believe that the understanding material and the meaning of the from being carved must be in perfect equilibrium. Thank you.
We have chosen a song for Barbara Hepworth.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. As he goes left and you stay right. Between the lines, yeah. know that you know best. Cause after all, you do know best. Try to slip past his defense without granting innocence. Lay down a list of what is wrong, things you told him all along. Pray to God he hears you, and pray to God he hears you. And where did I go wrong? I lost friends somewhere along in the bitterness, and I put out stayed up with you all night, and I don't know how to save a life. As he begins to raise his voice, you lower yours and grant him one last choice. Drive until you lose the road, a break with the ones you follow. Not the same, and you begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness, and I put out stayed up with you all night, and I don't know how to save a life. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness, and
now for some jokes and poems with myself and Anna.
Thanks. We have a poem for you. It is called Autumn and is about music and nature. Autumn. The clouds are moving as fast as a scent breeze. The pine cones are as rough as a forte. The spikes on a leaf are as sharp as a pizzicato. The sound of children screaming is like a clarinet with a broken reed. The larks have tuned their voices like the sound of a flute. The chords of a green plant are like the strings on a guitar. The tree's bending sound is like an out-of-tune violin. The sound of nothing is the sound of all instruments left forgotten. Hey, Katie, which line did you like the most?
Probably the violin, because I play it.
Sophie?
The last line. Too long for me to say.
Me too. Oh, and also, we have a joke request from Alex Gaston. Here goes. There were two prisoners called Bob and Bill, and they were running through the streets away from the police. Later they came into the desert and they keep on running. They look to their left and what do they see but a bacon tree. I'll just go and get some bacon from that bacon tree, says Bob. Bob goes over to the bacon tree and climbs off it. Suddenly there were loud gunshots and Bob fell down. It's not a bacon tree, says Bob. What is it then, says Bill? It's not a bacon tree. It's a ham bush.
That was really funny.
That was our jokes and poems. See ya. And last but not least, the produce.
The chickens have arrived.
Woo! Yay!
I think that we should name them. How about you two?
Yeah, I'm naming one George Sampson.
I'm going to call one Plucky.
And Prince Caspian.
Now the last one. What should we call that one?
Bob.
We're also getting some pigeon goats, but they're coming later. When our plants start to grow a bit more, we'll probably put them in our school meals so that you can see how good they taste. Thanks. So now it's the end of the show, and we hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. This is me, Katie.
Me, moi, Sophie.
And me, Anna.
This is the Beelings ASK Ask Show. Woo! Saying goodbye and thanks for listening.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. Because there's a million things to be, you know that there are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. Cause there's a million ways to go. You know that there are. You can do what you want. The opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true.
and you can make it undo. You see.
It's easy.
It's easy.
Ah.
Well, if you want to say yes, say yes. And if you want to say no, say no. 'Cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. And if you want to be me, be me. And if you want to be you, be you. 'Cause there's a million things to do, you know that there are. You can do what you want, the opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, it's easy. You own me. Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free 'cause there's a million things to be. You know that there are, 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 you know that there are.